It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, March 26th, 2020. Today we remember that 107 years ago, the great Dayton flood of 1913 inundated the city and the surrounding area, causing the greatest natural disaster in Ohio history. The Dayton flood was caused by a series of severe winter rainstorms that hit the Midwest in late March. Within 3 days, up to 11 inches of rain fell throughout the Great Miami River watershed on already saturated soil, resulting in more than a 90% runoff. The river and its tributaries overflowed, the existing levees failed, and downtown Dayton was flooded up to 20 feet deep. The event is still the flood of record for the Great Miami River watershed. The volume of water that passed through the river channel during this storm equaled the monthly flow over Niagara Falls. Prior to the 1913 disaster, the Dayton area had suffered major floods nearly every other decade, from 1805 to 1898. Most of downtown Dayton was built in the Great Miami River's natural floodplain, which seemed advantageous in the early years when cities depended on rivers for transportation needs. The storms that caused the flood at Dayton continued over several days and affected an area across all or parts of more than a dozen states, most notably in the Midwest and along the Mississippi River. Heavy rain and snow produced widespread flooding across Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, New York, and Pennsylvania. The first storm arrived with strong winds and temperatures around 60 degrees on Saturday, March 22nd. The next day, the area experienced sunshine until a second storm moved in, dropping temperatures to the 20s, which caused the ground to freeze briefly on the surface during the morning and thawing by late afternoon. On Monday, the 24th, the third storm brought rain to the entire Ohio River Valley. Nearly all of the rain became runoff, surging into the Great Miami River. The next day, water overflowed the levees and began to stream along the city streets, continuing to rise throughout the day until the waters crested at 20 feet in the downtown area. Later that morning, a gas explosion downtown started a fire that destroyed most of a city block. Open gas lines resulted in several fires throughout the city. Ohio Governor James M. Cox sent the Ohio National Guard to protect property and life and to support the city's recovery efforts. But the Guard was not able to reach the city for several days because of the high water. They built refugee camps instead, sheltering people in tents who had been permanently or temporarily displaced from their homes. In all, more than 360 people died. Nearly 65,000 people were displaced. Approximately 20,000 homes were destroyed. Property damage to homes, businesses, factories, and railroads was estimated at more than $100 million, and that's more than $2 billion today. Nearly 1,400 horses and 2,000 other domestic animals died. Cleanup and rebuilding efforts took a full year, and the economic impact of the Great Dayton Flood was felt for most of the next decade. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 26th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.